Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast. Today we're going to discuss fear. I think we think a lot about fear. I mean, it's obviously something that a lot of us struggle with. And usually our fears are focused, I think, on things that we're worried about. You know, we're afraid of what might happen in the future. We're afraid of what might happen to other people or happen to us. And so we get anxious about those things, and we dwell on our fears. And usually, that fear seems to be connected to a struggle to trust that God knows what is right and that God is in control. And a lot of times, those fears can be alleviated by us just remembering that God is working and that God has a plan. And when those scary things do happen, He knows what's best. And that in His knowledge and His love, He's chosen to have that happen. And yet at the same time, that doesn't always get rid of the fear. You know, we might struggle to really believe that, or there might be another piece to this. And I think it might be a piece that we don't often think about. Just want to take you to a passage in John chapter 12 about the Lord Jesus. Just listen to this. John chapter 12, and it's verse 27. So this is just before Christ's crucifixion. It's going to be in just a few days. And in that context, here's what the Lord says. John 12, 27. The Lord Jesus says, "Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I have come to this hour." And so you can see here that here's the Lord Jesus, dare I say, afraid. You know, He says, "Now is my soul troubled." He's not looking forward to what's about to happen. He's distressed. I think it's helpful for us to recognize that this was something that the Lord Jesus felt too. Now, He didn't feel the kind of fear that we feel when we're worried about something or when we struggle to trust God. Right? The Lord Jesus always trusted God. And so I think we have to ask ourselves, well, then what exactly is going on here? How was it that the Lord felt fear? And I think if you just stop and you put yourself into this situation as much as you can, we can see that, of course, the Lord would feel this way. What He was going to go through was terrible. It was going to be extremely painful. It was going to test Him as far as He could be tested. And so for us, it's helpful to recognize that there's sometimes fear because what we are going to go through, or what we expect to go through, is going to be hard. And it doesn't necessarily mean that we're not trusting God. Perhaps, like the Lord Jesus, here we do trust God, and we know that what's going to happen is for the best, but still, the future looks hard. So what do we do? What do we do when we feel this fear, and yet trust that God is working, and that trust doesn't make the fear go away? Well, look at what Christ did. This is John 12, verse 28. He says, "Father, glorify your name." Here was the Lord Jesus, looking at what was about to happen to Him, and recognizing that it was going to be terrible, and feeling distressed about it. And what's His solution? Christ's solution was to look to God and to take courage. And I think for us with fear, that's often what we need to do. That if we trust God and we recognize that God is working and we still feel that fear, the next step is to feel that fear and to keep doing what we know we need to do. I think that same idea is really echoed in Paul's letter to Timothy, the second letter. And here we see that same idea of courage, and yet it connects to another idea, to what motivates us in that courage. Just listen to this. It's 2 Timothy chapter 1, and it's verse 7. The Apostle Paul says, "For God gave us not a spirit of fear." So we can get rid of that fear, but how do we do that? He says, instead, He's given us a spirit of power and love and self-control. So there's that courage, power. And what is it that motivates that power? Love. Wasn't that how it was for the Lord Jesus? He loved his Father, and he loved us. And that love inspired the courage so that even when he looked out and he said, now my soul is troubled, and now I'm in distress, and he could say, but I'm going to do it anyway because of the love that I have for my Father and the love that I have for my people. And so for us, that's the same thing. When we find ourselves paralyzed by fear, the answer is to take courage and to do it anyway. Because we love our God and we love those around us. Perfect love casts out fear. Now, I know that passage, 1 John chapter 4, I know that passage is talking about our fear. Perfect love casts out our fear because we know that God loves us. So it's his perfect love that casts out our fear. But I think we can think of it in this other way as well, that when we have perfect love for God, it casts out our fear. And that word for casts out is balo in the Greek, which actually means to throw, right? So perfect love, when we have this love, it inspires courage because it throws the fear out. And so that's how we fight fear. We fight fear by looking at it straight in the eyes and by facing it. Not just because we're strong, or not just because we want to prove something, but we face fear because we love our God and we love his name. And we want our actions, despite how hard it might be, we want our actions to reflect on him. So, may you be strong and very courageous, and may your love inspire you to face those fears for the sake of his name. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.